弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
就像黄金弟兄讲的，我今天的早上的嗓子有些问题，希望不要干扰他，弟兄姐妹的听讲。
As I mentioned by brother Huang Jing, I'm kind of under the weather this morning. Hopefully, it's not going to impact today's preach.
在这个讲之前，我突然想到有一个见证需要做。
Before this, I want to share this with the brothers and sisters.
我太太上个也就是昨天，她就参加了一个，就是全国的一个基督徒的一个演讲和辩论的一个比赛。
So yesterday, my wife, she attended a national Christian debate competition.
她在里面做一个裁判。
And she is one of the judges.
她回来以后的时候，她给我做了一些分享，我就非常的受感动。
And she shared something with me, and I'm very touched.
他在里面碰到了很多的年轻的小孩，
And she met many like youth.
他们的表现都非常的优秀，
And they did an excellent job.
因为他们对神的话语有非常很深的扎根。
And they understand the words of the God and rooted from them,
所以
those.
他们在做演讲和辩论的时候，就表达出对神话语深刻的建造。
And they all demonstrated in their debate and presentation.
所以我对美国的小孩的将来都有充满了更多的希望。
And I have so much faith for this nation's youth.
那美国将来是一个属灵的一个时代。
And the future of America is in the spirit of God.
那前段时间是我儿子 Matthew 也给我分享了他在校园的一些经历。
And a few days ago, my son Matthew also shared some experience that he had in the on the campus.
他在校园里面也有一些尝试做一些分享福音的一些活动。
And he also did some activities spreading the gospel on campus.
从这个角度来觉得他们这一代其实已经比我们做得更好。
At this point, I can see that our next generation has done a better job than us.
从这个角度来说，我要感谢神。
And I want to thank our God.
所以我们的身体慢慢的就开始衰老，但是我们看到下一代他们越来越强壮。
As we are aging at this generation, the next generation, they are getting stronger and stronger.
Yeah，感谢神。
Thank God.
那再次感谢神赐给我跟戴凯有这样一个机会。
Thank God again for giving me and Brother Dakai this opportunity.
那我想跟弟兄姐妹一起来分享约书亚记信息的一个系列。
And I would like to share the message series on Joshua with you today.
那在约书亚的书的时候，在第一章的时候，我给大家分享了一个神给百姓的三个应许。
So in chapter one, I share with you all God gives the people three promises.
那这里讲到说无敌，无地不争，
First, conquer all the land.
那无敌不克，
Defeat all the enemies.
那神就无时不在。
And the God, His presence at all times.
那在第三章的时候，约书亚记就讲到神带领百姓，
In chapter three, God leads the people
他过了约旦河，
cross the Jordan River.
你要记得从亚当城一直到死海，
And from the seed of Adam to the Dead Sea,
那这段距离就代表百姓的罪，
and representing the washing away of the people's sin.
那都洗洁净了。
Yeah, got washed away.
那今天呢，我就带领弟兄姐妹来到约书亚记的第八章。
Today we come to chapter 8.
那约书亚就带领百姓去打一场仗，他们征战得胜。
Where Joshua lead the people to experience a battle, which they had a victory.
那有圣经的，请大家翻到约书亚记的第八章，主要经文是在18节到23节。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 8, the main verses being 18 to 23.
那我在家在翻的时候，我会先读中文，戴凯会读英文。
I'll read in Chinese and Kai will read in English.
那约书亚吩咐约书亚说，耶和华吩咐耶和华说，约书亚说，你向爱城伸出手中的短枪，因为我要将城交在你手里。约书亚就向城伸出手里的短枪，他一伸手，伏兵就从埋伏的地方急忙出来，夺了城，跑进城去。 放火焚烧。爱城的人回头一看，不料城中烟火冲天，他们就无力向左和向右逃跑。那往旷野逃跑的百姓便转身追击他们的人。约书亚和以色列众人见伏兵已经夺了城，城中烟气飞腾，就转身回去击杀爱城的人。伏兵也出城追击爱城人，爱城人就被困在以色列的中间，前后都是以色列人。于是以色列人击杀他们，没有留下一个，也没有一个逃脱的，生擒了亚城的王，将他解到约书亚那里。
So Joshua chapter 8, verses 18 to 23. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Hold on towards all I and the javelin that is in your hand, for into your hand I will deliver the city." So Joshua held out towards the city the javelin that was in his hand. As soon as he did this, the men in the ambush rose quickly from their position and rushed forward. They entered the city and captured it and quickly set it on fire. The men of Ai looked back and saw the smoke of the city rising up into the sky, but they had no chance to escape in any direction. The Israelites, who had been fleeing towards the wilderness, had turned back against their pursuers. For when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city and the smoke was going up from it, they turned around and attacked the men of Ai. Those in ambush also came out of the city against them, so that they were caught in the middle with Israelites on both sides. Israel cut them down, leaving them neither survivors for, nor fugitives. But they took the king of Ai alive and brought him to Joshua.
那我今天的这个正道的题目本来是提到一个伸出一个胆枪，那个副标题是一个失败以后的一个得胜。
So, the agenda of today's preach is from the gift of victory we mentioned as a spear.
那我们在开始的时候，我们一起来做一个简短的一个祷告。
So I'll begin with a short prayer.
那亲爱的报父神，愿圣灵充满我们。
Abba Father, may the Holy Spirit fill us.
那无论是讲的还是翻译的，
Whether in speaking or translating,
还是坐在我们这里我们听的，
or listening among us,
愿你的圣灵来充满我们，感动我们。
that we may be inspired and filled by Holy Spirit.
啊，愿神的话语被打开，
Open God's word.
愿我们的心也被打开，
Open our hearts.
让我们的耳可以当听的就应该去听。
Open our ears.
也打开我们自己的心，
Open our hearts.
愿今天的信息成为我们一个得胜的一个经历。
May today's message become a victory experience for us.
愿我们主耶稣得到所有的荣耀。
And may all glory belong to Lord Jesus.
啊，奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告，Amen。
We pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus. Amen.
神要求约书亚带领百姓去攻打这个爱城。
So God commanded Joshua to leap up and toward the city of Ai.
那其中有个动作是要他记住，叫举起手中的一个短枪。
And there's an action called lifting up his spear.
那这个战役就发生在当时的一个小城，名叫爱城。
This battle took place in a small city called Ai.
那这个城呢，并非是以色列所征服的一个第一个城。
This city was not the first city conquered by Israelites.
那大家都记得第一个城叫耶利哥。
And we all remember the first city was called Jericho.
那在打耶利哥的时候，以色列的百姓没有动一刀一枪。
So when they conquered Jericho, the Israelites did not use swords or weapons at all.
他们就用了6天，每天绕城一周。
And instead, they walked around the city for 6 days only.
那第7天的话，就要求他们连续绕城7圈。
And on the seventh day, they went around the city 7 times.
那百姓就开始大声的呐喊，
And finally, the people shouted loudly.
那耶利哥城就倒塌。
And then the walls of Jericho collapsed.
那但是呢，就是在这个耶利哥城以后，因着一些个别人的犯罪，
However, due to the sins of some individuals,
那整个的百姓就败在爱城的前面，
the entire nation was defeated before I.
所以耶和华在这个时候叫约书亚向爱城举起手中的短枪，
And then the Lord commanded Joshua to lift his spear
那
towards
百
the
姓
city.
就得胜了，
And the people achieved victory,
他们就共取了这个爱城，
conquered the city,
那收取了这里面的土地。
claimed the land,
那耶和华也叫他们要收获所里面所有的物品。
and all its possessions.
那我在研读这个经文的时候，至少这杆短枪里面包含了三个信息。
So when I read this verses, I find there's at least three aspects.
那首先，这杆短枪代表了我们的悔改的心思，
So the first, it's a spirit of repentance,
在神面前的悔改。
symbolizing repentance before God.
那第二个信息是约书亚在神面前举起圣服的短枪，
And second, Joshua must raise a spirit of obedience.
在时间和空间里面去完全顺服神的一个意思旨意。
Fully submitting to God's will in time and space.
那第三个方面，约书亚举起的是一个很彻底的一个短枪，
So the third, Joshua raised the spirit of total commitment.
也就是说，要彻底胜利的时候，他就不收回的一个短枪。
Not retracting it until complete victory is achieved.
那我们在讲一开始的时候，神应许约书亚，他说：“你是无时无地的都会跟百姓同在。
From the very beginning, God promised Joshua that he will be with the people all the time.
”那无论是艰难或者困苦，
No hardship, suffering,
甚至是险恶或者死亡，
danger, or even death
他都不能跟神的一个慈爱隔离。
cannot separate from God.
但是人若是犯罪的话，我们就跟神隔离了，
However, when individuals commit sin, we become separated from God.
因为神是至圣至洁的。
Because he is holy.
那我们做父母亲的，我们常常会告诉我们的孩子，
As parents, we often tell our children that
我们会爱他们到底。
we love them unconditionally.
但是如果我们的儿女开始不顺服的时候，不听话的时候，
But when our children begin to disobey or become rebellious,
这中间的隔阂就产生了。
and then a rift start to form.
那越是叛逆的时候，这个关系的破坏就越深。
So the more rebellious they are, the deeper the damage to the relationship.
我们做父母的爱还在，
So the love from us as parents still exists.
但是这个爱的关系已经不通畅了。
But the relationship of love is no longer smooth.
所以你们看到这个时候，他们以色列的百姓。
So at this time we saw that Israelites,
那他们派了3000的士兵上去，
they sent 3,000 soldiers to attack.
但是神的灵已经不在那里了，
But the Spirit of God was resisted.
所以百姓的这个心开始消化如水，
And the hearts of the people began to melt like water,
所以在爱城面前，他们就开始逃跑。
causing them to flee before the man of Ai.
那在这个混乱的过程中呢，有说到有36个人就被杀。
So in the midst of the chaos, 36 men were killed.
他讲到说，人从这个城门往下跑的时候，顺着这个下坡逃跑。
And it mentioned that people start to flee from the city gates, running down the slopes.
一个一个的被击杀。
And one by one, they were struck down.
那上个主日的时候，Eric 给我们分享罗马书8章28节。
So last week, Eric shared Romans chapter 8, verses 28.
大家还记得这一句美好的经文？
Do you all remember that verse?
讲到是宝贵的应许，
It states, the promise.
他说：“我们知道万事互相效力，
It states that we know that all things work together
叫爱神的人得益处，
for good to those who love God
也就是被神所招的人。
and called according to his purpose.
”所以，爱神的失败本身不是一件很好的事情。
So the failure itself is not a good thing.
但是如果我们愿意回来爱神，
But if we are willing to return and the love of God,
那这个失败也可以成为祝福。
Then the failure can also become a blessing.
那我们在讲这个祝福之前，我们先来分析一下为什么爱神会失败。
So let's first analyze why there was failure, the defeat at Ai.
这次的爱城的失败主要有两个原因。
There are two main reasons.
那第一个就是因为个别人的极不顺服。
The first, disobedience of individuals.
神的命令往往是需要100%的顺服，
So God's command requires complete obedience.
不是99.99%，
It's not 99.9%.
是要求完全顺服，没有保留。
But complete, uncompromised.
上个礼拜五的时候，于洪杰牧师就给我们讲到的时候，
So last Friday, we learned from Pastor Yu Hongjie.
他说：“你需要圣灵充满的时候，需要毫无保留的顺服。
That we need to be filled with Holy Spirit requires absolute.
”他给我们讲了一个很有趣的一个事迹。
And he shared one really interesting experience.
他说，当时的时候，他在工作中有很有难处。
And Pastor Yu was facing difficulties at work
他在祈求圣灵来充满他，让他有力量。
and prayed for Holy Spirit to fill him.
他在楼上这个祷告的时候，心里面就有个感动。
And he was touched when he was praying upstairs.
他就对着窗口就跪下来。
He kneeled by the window.
那跪着的时候，又有一个感动进来。
And there's another touching movement
他说
with
要
him.
他高举双手，开始来敬拜神。
And ask him to raise both his hands.
但是他说，他心里面又有个孤立主进来。
And suddenly there's a concern also arose in his heart.
他说，如果街上人看到一个男人在举着头在窗口这样的，怎么办？
He will think about if other people will saw him outside.
是不会误认为牧师的妻子很管教很严？
Perhaps his wife was really stricted.
所以他就赶紧一起来把百叶窗给关上了。
So he got up and closed the blind.
但是关上了以后，圣灵的感动就没有。
And at this moment, the prompt of the Holy Spirit
他
also
于牧师讲，
disappeared.
他说在那里面挣扎，
And he was really struggled at that time.
那最后就开始完全顺服。
But ultimately, he decided to obey.
他去把百叶窗打开，
He reopened the blinds,
回来跪下，高举双手，
knelt down, and raised his hands.
那圣灵的平安喜乐就进来了。
And in that moment, the peace and joy of Holy Spirit filled
他
him
说，他
again.
那个时候就开始感动流泪，
And he was moved to tears,
开始完全的赞美神。
beginning to praise God.
那于牧师也开玩笑，他说这时候的境界比当时的更不如了。
Pastor Yu said that the substance at that point was even worse than at the beginning.
外面看到人更是觉得有趣了。
And the people who saw at the outside will think this will be even funnier.
但是于牧师这个时候他已经根本不在乎。
But Pastor Yu does not care that at all.
这以色列人他们在当灭的这个物品上犯了罪，
So the Israelites sinned with regard to the devoted things.
因为这里讲到说是有一个犹大支派的一个人，
So they mentioned there's a tribe of Judah.
他说是谢拉的曾孙。
The son of Zadi.
那撒底的孙子。
The son of Cami, the son of Zadi.
加米的儿子，
It's called Archan.
你知道我为什么要把这些复杂的名字列起来吗？
Do you know why we list all those names?
就是要注明说这个人是犹大支派的一个人，
To denote that he is from the tribe of Judah.
就一个人，
Just one single individual.
从他的曾祖父那边传下来的一个人。
From his grandparents.
他说。雅干取了当灭的物。
I mentioned that Archon he took excuse me, sorry. He took some of those devoted things. Yeah.
Yes. 耶和华的怒气就向以色列就开始发作。
And the anger of Lord burned against the Israelites.
一个不彻底的顺服，其实是完全不顺服。
So incomplete obedience is not
而且有的时
obedience.
候比完全不顺服还可怕。
It's even worse, more dangerous.
那以后我跟大弟兄姐妹还有机会的话，我可以再分享这些东西。
And I will share more if we have opportunity in the
那
future.
以色列的这次失败，其实亚干是一个非常关键的因素。
So the defeat of the Israelites was significantly influenced by Achan's
但另外一个原因是因为民众当时的一个骄傲。
Another reason was the pride of the people.
他说：“耶利哥这么大一个大城，我们都已经打下来了。
They have already conquered the great city of Jericho.
他说：‘爱城这么小，不需要人都上去了。
So they thought a small city like I could be taken with just
’
a few
耶，
people.
也不需要向神求了，
And we don't even need to pray,
两三千个人上去就够了。
maybe just 2 or 3 thousand soldiers.
其实征战的胜败不在乎人的多少。”
However, the success or failure of the battle does not depend on the number of people,
关键在乎和神的旨意，
but rather on whether it aligns with God's will
否荣耀神的名才是
and
关
brings
键。
glory to his name.
所以人的这个信心，他就如果是建立在神的上面，这样的信心是大的。
So faith that is built upon God is great faith.
那若是建立在自信里面，其实是窃取神的荣耀。
However, if the faith is based on self-confidence, it steals the glory from God
啊，实在是不讨神的喜悦，
and does not please him.
所以他们从坡上跑下来的样子是非常的可笑。
So that's when they run through, down the slope, it's really a funny scene.
所以神让他们在面前心都消化了，
And God led them to have their hearts melt.
在敌人面前就逃跑。
And they flee before their enemies.
亚干的这个失败给我们许多很宝贵的教训。
Achan's failure teaches us several valuable lessons.
他所拿的其实很简单，就是一件很漂亮的衣服和一些金子。
What he got is just some clothes and
他这种是
gold.
第至少有三方面的这个教训。
There are three lessons at least I want to share.
那一个是他要提前的一个享受，
The first is the temptation of wanting to enjoy something in advance
他不愿意等神给他的这个赐福。
and unwilling to wait.
另外一个是一个短视的一个结果。
Second, the short-sightedness
他只看到目前他拿到的，
and only see what present has.
那第三个是他是隐藏的一个罪恶，
The third one, the hidden things.
他以为可以躲过神。
Think that one can evade God's awareness.
所以约书亚呢对亚干就讲说：“你要在神面前认罪。
So Joshua said to Archan that to confess his sin before
”
God
那好，将这个荣耀归给神。
in order to give glory to God.
那亚干的后悔是来得迟了一点。
So Archan's regret came a bit too late.
然后刚才讲过，他是属于犹大支派的一个子孙，
And he belongs to the tribe of Judah, as we just mentioned.
原本他可以得到最好和最大的分地，
And was originally set to receive one of the best and largest.
但是因为一个贪心，就丢掉了性命。
But due to his greed, he lost his life.
那一方面，我们的神是充满慈爱的神。
So on one hand, our God is full of mercy.
如果你看以色列的历史的时候，以色列的百姓多次叛逆，
So if we look at the history that we know that the Israelites, they repeatedly rebelling.
神都很有耐心的去饶恕他们。
But our God, He's patient and forgives them.
但是我们的神又是公义圣洁的神。
However, our God is also just and holy.
他的百姓必须要受管教，
And His people must be disciplined.
那约书亚必须带着这些百姓来处理这些事情。
And Joshua was required to lead the people in addressing this matter.
那我们先来看看约书亚他是如何来断定这件事情，
And we can take a look how Joshua determined the situation.
因为这些事情是羞辱神的事情。
The matter of dishonoring God has to be addressed.
约书亚说。因亚干这一个人就连累了他的百姓，
Joshua declared that Achan's action had brought trouble upon the people of God.
那就在这一天，他说耶和华，他说他也必样会连累亚干，
And the Lord would simply bring trouble upon Achan.
所以处理的方法就是以色列的百姓用石头把亚干打死了。
So consequently, the Israelites stoned Achan to death.
那我们在主日学的时候，我们会经常去分享讨论这个怎么来读旧约的一个原则的问题。
So I've shared with brothers and sisters in Sunday school about the principle in reading the Old Testament.
所以旧约是用来记载预表新约。
So the Old Testament serves as a foreshadowing of the New Testament.
那以色列是来预表我们新约的基督徒。
So Israel represents Christians.
所以以色列百姓在当时的历史里面的一些经历，
So the experience of the Israelites in the world.
都会预表我们今天教会弟兄姐妹在属灵里面的经历。
Foreshadow the spiritual experience of church members.
所以同样，如果在神的家里面，肢体有犯罪。
So if there's a sin among the member of God household,
羞辱神的事情的时候，教会就需要处理，
and dishonors his name, and the church must address it,
要管教，
and dismiss their discipline.
但是必须在属灵里面的，
But in the spirit realm.
是要用石头打死，
So use the stone.
但我们要用顺服的心去接受。
And we should comply.
但我这里讲的不是这个世界上的石头。
And I'm not talking about the stone in this world.
那这里呢，就是还有一个描述的一个细节说，说这个百姓要把亚干所有的用火去焚烧它。
And here, Arjun's belongings were all to be burnt with the fire completely.
完全去掉，没有保留。
Removed all that belonged to him.
那同样，我们不要用字面上的历史来烧这个犯了罪的弟兄姐妹。
So similarly, we do not speak using the literal fire to burn fellow brothers and sisters.
但是必须要用属灵的火。
But we should use spiritual fire
那目的是挽救弟兄姐妹悔改。
to compel them to repent and turn back.
那不仅仅如此，就是说，当时以色列的百姓在亚干的身上堆了一大堆的石头。
Not only that, but the people also piled a large heap of stones over Achan.
而且说存到将来，
And serving as a lasting memorial.
所有所犯的罪，我们都应该去纪念，去警告后来。
And the sins committed need to be remembered as a warning
那避免将来我们再犯，
to avoid making the same mistake in the
而且
future.
那个地方的地名就起了一个名字，
So the place was named the Valley.
叫连肋谷，连肋
Valley
谷。
of Acre.
所以后来就有人会去问了，经过的时候好奇的去问的时候，他们就会回答。
So later, when others passed by and asked about it out of curiosity,
所以我们有个祖先叫亚干，犯罪连累了我们。
and they would answer, "One of our ancestors sinned and brought trouble
那我
upon
们当
us,"
时在那就是彻底的失败。
and leading to our complete failure.
那因着这样的一个纪念啊，约书亚带领百姓开始悔改，神就转了心意，
But because of this memorial, God turned away His fierce anger.
他就不发他的烈怒。
He is no longer anger.
耶和华回转他心意的时候，就吩咐这个以色列百姓说：“吩咐这个约书亚说，你要向爱城去伸出手里的短枪。
So the Lord turned his heart and commanded Joshua to stretch out his spear towards Ai.
”因为神要将这个城呢交给约书亚和百姓的手里面。
For God was about to give the entire city into the hands of Joshua and the people.
神带领以色列，出埃及进迦南过程中，摩西手里他有个木杖，
So if I remember, Moses had a staff in his hand,
约书亚手里就有他的短枪。
and Joshua had a spear.
那摩西在红海举起木杖的时候，
So Moses raised his staff at the Red Sea.
是一个时候；到约书亚的时候，在埃城的时候，升起短枪的时候，是又是一个时间。
And then Joshua stretched out his spear towards Ai.
但是他们的反应是一样的。
But they had the same reaction.
耶和华一说完，约书亚就向神伸出手中的短枪。
So as soon as the Lord finished speaking, Joshua raised his spear towards the city.
这把短枪是代表约书亚对神的一个信心。
So the spear symbolized faith in God.
那在处理亚干的这个事情的时候，其实约书亚心里就已经改变了。
So in handling the situation with Achan, Joshua also held a figurative spear in his heart and
他开
changed.
始向神悔改，
which repentant
那求告耶和华，
and calling upon the Lord
在信心里面，他知道神会回心转意。
with the faith that God would change his mind.
那这个时候，他向爱城伸出的短枪是一个顺服的短枪。
So stretching out the spirit towards I was also a symbol of obedience.
神如何吩咐，约书亚就如何做。
So Joshua followed God's command exactly as instructed.
他什么时候吩咐，约书亚什么时候就做。
So whenever God commanded, Joshua was quickly to execute.
那这个约书亚记其本身是像一个历史书。
So the book of Joshua is a kind of a history book.
神就带领这帮百姓，他们要进去征服迦南地。
Account of how God led the Israelites to conquer the land of Canaan.
但在这段时间里面，神没有兴起一些大能的勇士。
So during this time, God didn't raise up mighty warriors.
那不像大卫手下有很多勇士。
It doesn't like under David.
那甚至在这本书的开始的时候，神就特别向约书亚显现。
So in the beginning of this book, God even appeared specially to tell Joshua
他说他要亲自来做这个元帅。
that he would personally act as the supreme commander.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们在主里面，我们都会有来自主的一个呼召。
So brothers and sisters, in the Lord, we have a calling from him
我们一起去服侍教会
to serve our church together,
那互相配搭
to collaborate,
那彼此去建造。
to build each other,
那这些事工可以是传福音
whether it is evangelism,
那做见证
bearing witness,
还是讲道还是做招待
preaching or serving as host.
如果你一直想的是依靠自己的能力
if we rely on our own ability,
你心里有一丝要做领袖的这个心思意念
and approach leadership from a self-centered mindset,
我们的心里就会产生无比的一个害怕
and we will find ourselves fearful,
因为这往往是装出来的信心
as it's merely an act.
但是一旦我们放下自己的时候
However, once we let go of ourselves,
向着这个面临的这些所有的困难
and confront all the challenges,
甚至是像爱城这样的一个失败
even the great failure like
我们要去信靠主的应许的时候
by obediently trusting Lord's promises,
那伸出手中短枪的时候
and stretching out our spears,
那耶和华就说你不要惧怕
and our Lord will say, do not be afraid,
也不要惊慌
nor be dismayed,
那起来领着这些弟兄姐妹我们上城去
and arise and lead our brothers and sisters to that city,
因为神已经这里是强调一个已经
And God has already, here mentioned, has already.
要把这个城呢，里面的王和民和城和他的地都交给你的手里。
Given the king, the people, the city, and the land into your hands.
这里神要告诉我们，就是说，你只要有信心，神要把勇气赐给你。
As long as we have faith in God, he will grant us the courage we need.
那我们大家都在公司里面上班。
And we all work in at a company.
就自己如果去做事，胆子就很小。
And do things on our own, our courage may be limited.
那小老板给我讲不要怕，那我就胆子就会大一点。
And if the small boss says, "Don't be afraid," I might feel a little bit bolder.
那大老板给我讲不要怕，那我就不怕了。
If a big boss says not to be afraid, then I'll feel more confident.
那这里讲说，至高神叫我不要怕的时候。
But when the Most High God says not to be afraid,
我还不赶紧去做，而且是欢欢喜喜。
And I should not only act, but do so with joy and gladness.
那接下去的时候，耶和华他赐给智慧给约书亚。
So next, the Lord gave wisdom to Joshua.
他叫他们兵分两路。
Instructing him to divide the force into two groups.
他说一路的兵呢，他们就跑到城的后面施下伏兵。
So one group was to set up an ambush behind the city.
那另外一路呢，就是他跑到城门口去假装是战败。
And the other group would pretend to be defeated.
神的这个计划是非常美好的。
And God's plan was
也许在人看来是非常蠢的。
And maybe through the people's eyes, not as smart as with
但
us。
是主要是要告诉这些以色列的百姓，你不要靠自己的任何刀枪。
The God's plan to the Israelites is do not rely on your own swords or physical strength.
爱城的得胜不是身体的力量。
The conquer of Ai is not rely on your physical.
所以联系到我们平时的这个生活的时候，
So related this to our daily life.
我们遇到一些属灵的征战的时候，
In the spiritual battles,
我们实在要求神赐我们属灵的智慧，
and we should indeed seek God's wisdom,
不要凭自己的血气，
and not rely on our own strength
这硬碰硬，两败俱伤。
to confront issues head on, which often leads to mutual harm.
耶稣对他的这个门徒讲说，圣灵会在合适的时候，
So Jesus told his disciples that the Holy Spirit would.
他赐给他们应对的时候的话语，你不需要害怕。
Provide them with the right words at the right time.
那另外一个方面呢，和神又是给了一些敌人，这些敌人就是赐给他们一些愚笨。
On the other hand, also the God displayed the foolishness for their enemies.
甚至他在附近的这个伯特利的这个城和爱城的所有的人，
So the people of Ai and even those from nearby city of Bethel.
这里面的敌人都跑出来追赶那些假装逃跑的以色列百姓，
Came out to pursue those people who pretend to be defeated
所以没有一个人留下了，
and leaving no one behind.
完全被骗。
They were completely deceived.
那我们的神其实是掌管人心的一个神，
So our God is one that who governs the hearts of people.
他可以拨动君王的这个心思意念。
He can direct the thoughts and intentions of kings.
对，我们可以在平时的时候求神破坏撒旦魔鬼的一些诡计。
So we can regularly ask God to disrupt the schemes of Satan in our lives.
那当这些人追出来的以后呢？
So when the people they chase out of the city,
那爱城就成为了一个空城，
then city aisle was left unguarded.
所以神就及时的叫这约书亚就伸手里的短枪，
So God instructed Joshua to stretch out his spear.
那约书亚就没有耽误，
And Joshua didn't hesitate.
那这里就记得伏兵就急忙起来，
The ambush quickly arose,
那夺了城，
seized the city,
跑进城去，
rushed in,
放火焚烧。
set it on fire.
所以这里面的所有的动作都是非常快速的。
So all the actions were swift and decisive.
那急忙起来，
They just act quickly.
那不是要探头探脑的看一看，
They don't just look around and wait.
而且是去夺了这个城，
And they just got the city.
不是小心翼翼的啊。
It's not slowly.
那跑进城去，
They
不
run in.
是慢悠悠的走进去的。
So they run into the city, not just walk slowly.
所有这些动作都是显明百姓的一个完全信任和顺服。
So all these actions demonstrate the people's complete trust and obedience.
那最后伏兵还进去放火焚烧，
And ultimately, the ambush set the fire on the city.
里面的很好的东西啊，他们没有要，
And they showed no mercy and for anything left.
没有贪心。
They are not greedy.
约书亚伸出去手中短枪的时候，第一个就是悔改的短枪。
So when Joshua stretched out his spear, it represents three key aspects. The first one is repentance.
这个悔改的短枪是恢复了与神的关系。
It symbolized the restoration of his relationship with God.
第二个短枪是顺服的短枪。
Second is a spirit of obedience.
你一顺服了，就可以领受神要赐给你的祝福。应许。
So that they can receive God's promise of victory.
第三个是非常关键的一把短枪，就是彻底的短枪。
The third one is the most important, it represents complete commitment.
这里讲到约书亚没有收回手里伸出来的短枪，
So Joshua, as mentioned, did not retract his spear
直到把爱城的一切百姓杀灭。
until all the people of Ai were eliminated.
这里也许有好多慕道友的一些朋友，或者是刚刚读过圣经的一些基督徒。
So among us, we may have some seekers and new Christians.
那会不理解就以色列百姓的这些残忍。
May not fully understand the brutality of the Israelites,
那为什么会赶尽杀绝呢？
and why they had to destroy
甚
everything.
至这些记载都是像让好多人跌倒的一些的故事。
And the Bible recorded many stories that people fell.
那我也不是说专家，我只是给大家用两个方面，用历史的角度，还有个属灵的角度来解释这个问题。
So I'm not really an expert, but I'm trying to explain in the history perspective and also spiritual perspective.
那从以色列的历史的角度来看这个问题，
So from a historical perspective,
神要求以色列百姓进去的时候，要去除所有外邦人的影响，
So God commanded the Israelites to remove all foreign influences.
因为这些外迦南人将来会领着以色列的百姓去拜假神。
Because the Canaanites would lead the Israelites to worship false gods.
他说：“你把这些外邦人留下来的时候，他们就会成为你腋下的刺。
Allowing those foreigners to remain would be like having a thorn in their side.
”想想，你如果是做父亲的，你的小孩肋下有一个刺的时候，你会怎么样的一个忠告？
Just imagine, as a parent, what you will do if your children has a thorn in his side.
当然，你希望就把这些刺都除尽了。
You would hope to remove those thorns.
那从一个很全面的一个角度来考虑这个问题的时候，我们神也给摩西和约书亚一个命令。
So from the other perspective, that the commands given to Moses and Joshua often involves.
他们进迦南的时候，往往是第一个命令是希望对方能够主动的投降。
The first would be that they would like the enemy to surrender at the first place. Yes, thank you.
那或者是离开这个地方，
Or just leave this place.
因为神要把这片土地赐给以色列的百姓为业，
Because the God will leave this land to his people.
所以你看这里面有一些例子的时候，耶利哥城有拉结这一家就存活下来。
So, for example, the story of Rahab and her family survived in Jericho.
甚至到后面的时候，畸变人就成为以色列的其中的成员。
And later, the Gibeonites became foreign servant tasks.
说他们是在圣殿里面砍柴烧水的，
And they were tasked with gathering food and just drawing water.
所以神是有他怜悯的一面。
As this true showcases that another perspective of God's mercy.
那约书亚记它发生在上千年前的时代。
So the events of Book of Joshua took place 1,000 years ago.
那我刚才讲过以色列的一个世界上历史上的一个经历，它要预表基督徒在属灵里面的一个经历。
So as I mentioned earlier, the experience of Israelites serves as foreshadowing of the spiritual experience of Christians.
神当时就激励以色列的百姓要追赶一切爱城的居民。
So God inspired the Israelites to pursue all the inhabitants of Ai,
所以在田间，在旷野，
both in the fields and in the wilderness.
爱城从一个角度是代表我们在属灵里面的罪，
So city Ai represents the scene of spiritual lives.
是骄傲不悔改，
It's pride unrepentance.
甚至这些罪将来要夺取我们在生命里面。
And the enemies that seek to take our lives.
那我们中间有很多的弟兄姐妹都经历过疾病，像癌症。
Yeah, some of the brothers and sisters may have experienced cancer.
对，癌症听起来像爱城很接近。
So the cancer sounds like the city I.
那癌症呢？大家学过生物的就知道，癌症的细胞就是一个不会死的细胞。
So we all learn from the biology that the cell of cancer does not die.
所以你要必须要用药来杀它，
So therefore, they must be attacked by medicine,
甚至要用放射性来把它除尽。
or even radiation.
所以，好的医生他不会对癌细胞会怜悯。
So the good doctor shows no mercy towards cancer cells.
那接下去的时候， 那接下去约书亚记的第29节的时候，他记载了一个以色列民对爱城王的一个做法。
So next, Joshua chapter 8, 20, verses 29 records the action taken by the Israelites against the king of Ai.
所以这里面描述了一个很小的一个细节。
So mention the small details.
那爱城王被杀死，
The king was killed
挂在树上。
and hung on the tree.
那直到晚上日落的时候，约书亚就叫人把尸首给取下来，
Until sunset, Joshua then instructed people to take down his body.
而且要丢到城门外，
And threw it at the city
那
gate,
堆上这些石头，
piling stones over it.
直到约书亚记写的那个时代。
A memorial that remained until the time when the book of Joshua was written.
我发现这个描述非常的有意思，这一段。
And I find that this description was quite interesting.
那爱城王的这个下场，一方面当然是按照摩西的律法行的，
So the fate of King of Ai serves multiple purposes.
因为这个王是被神咒诅的，所以他要被挂在树上，
So the king is cursed.
那被遗弃。
He's forgotten.
那而且要这样的事情要被纪念，
And need to be memorized
要被警戒。
as a warning.
你回想到刚才，就是亚干他在百姓面前犯了罪以后，
So when Archan has his sin committed,
也是被堆了一堆石头上去。
was also marked by a pile of stones.
所以爱城王他是代表对抗神的一个力量，
So similar, the king of Ai opposed God
最后就被丢在外面堆上一块石头。
and was discarded outside the city.
那
And
在新约里面有一个类似的叫犹大。
so in the New Testament, Judah,
他卖主了以后，
who betrayed the Lord
最后叫上吊了以后挂在树上，
and hung on the tree as well,
甚至肠子都露出来，
and his body fell apart.
最后他的尸首也是被扔在外面。
And was eventually being buried in a field.
但是我们在读这件事的时候，另外一个方面，
So on the other level,
在我们自己的生命里面，
in our own lives,
如果我们省察自己的话，
if we look
我们的
inside,
生命里面有亚干，
we have Archan,
有爱城王，
the king of Ai,
甚至也有犹大。
and even Judah.
按着律法，我们是应该被咒诅，
And according to the law, we should be cursed.
但是极大的福音就临到我们，
Yet the gospel has come to you
临到你，临到我。
and me.
那主耶稣他就代替我们，
So the Lord Jesus took up a place
他就被挂在十字架上。
on the cross,
那被神遗弃，
forsaken by God,
那最后还被放到了一个别人的坟墓里面。
and ultimately laid in someone else's tomb.
每次想到这个时候，就哈利路亚，非常宝贵的救恩。
This is such a precious salvation.
那约书亚带领以色列百姓，他过了这个约旦河，
So Joshua led the Israelites across Jordan River
那进入这个迦南美地。
into the land of Canaan.
遵循神的法则的时候，神就应许他们说：“征战就可以得胜。
So by following God's laws, they could achieve victory in battle.
”所以他们在耶利哥城的时候，他听命绕城呐喊，
So in Jericho, they obeyed God by circling the city and shouting.
那城就倒塌。
And then the walls came
那然
tumbling
而
down.
这亚干就因为一个人的不顺服，
However, Archan's disobedience, just himself,
那不取了不该取的衣物和一些财物。
taking what he should not have,
所以整个民族就在爱城就开始失败，
led the entire nation to fall.
但是神就借着约书亚手里的一杆短枪，
Yet through the act of stretching of spear of Joshua,
是教训了以色列的百姓，
God taught the Israelites,
也是教训你和我。
as well as you and me,
那第一个是悔改，
the lesson that of repentant
第二个是顺服，
obedience
第三个是彻底。
and complete commitment.
那这个爱城就交在你们我的你们的手里面。
Then the city of Ai has been already been given into our hands.
那我想一起来读一些经文来结束我们今天的信息。
So let's read some scriptures together and end today's speech.
那第一段经文是在约书亚记的8章的33节。
So this first one is Joshua chapter 8, verses 33.
那我先用中文来念。 以色列众人，无论是本地人，是寄居的，和长老、官长和审判官，都站在约柜两旁，在抬耶和华约柜的祭司利未人面前，一半对着基利心山，一半对着以巴路山，为以色列民祝福，正如耶和华仆人摩西先前所吩咐的。
All the Israelites, with their elders, officials, and judges, were standing on both sides of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, facing the Levitical priests who carried it. Both the foreigners living among them and the native-born were there. Half of the people stood in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had formally commanded when he gave instruction to bless the people of Israel.
那接下去的话，跳过一节经文，进到35节。他说：“摩西所吩咐的一切话，约书亚在以色列全会众和妇女和孩子，并他们中间寄居的外人面前，没有一句不宣读的。”
Then in verses 35, there was not a word of all that Moses had commanded that Joshua did not read to the whole assembly of Israel, including the women and the children, and the foreigners who lived among them.
我要跟大家分享这两节经文，我不需要增加很多的解释，因为里面非常清楚。
I share these two verses with everyone here, and there's no need to further explain.
那我们一起来做个祷告。
And let's pray together.
阿爸父神，愿你的名借着主耶稣得的荣耀。
God, Abba, Father, may your name be glorified through Lord Jesus.
愿你的旨意在地上显明。
Well, may your will be made known on earth.
愿恩典堂的弟兄姐妹都可以来热心来跟随你，
May our brothers and sisters earnestly follow you.
在试探中求神你赐给我们力量和智慧，
In times of temptation, grant us strength and wisdom
让我们敬畏你，明白你的旨意，
to fear you, understand your heart,
不要得罪你。
and not to offend you.
阿爸父神，我们经常软弱。
Abba, Father, we are sick, weak,
常常的跌倒不能得胜，
and often fall short of victory.
愿你开始软化我们的心，
I ask that you soften our hearts.
我们能够快快的悔改，
And help us to quickly repent,
完全交托仰望给你，
fully entrusting and looking to you.
求你赐给我们彻底解除罪的一个决心。
Grant us the determination to completely eliminate sin from our life.
愿你主耶稣，基督宝贵的血来亲自来洁净我的心。
Cleaning us with the precious blood of Christ Jesus.
感谢神，祈求祷告都是奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Thank you, God. All praise are made in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.